We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's Aura.com/listen.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We're back with more grassroots marketing here on CannabisRadio.com, powered by the Buzz CRM. Stop juggling multiple marketing tools. Ditch the subscriptions. Listen, I know the companies out there, much like Cannabis Radio, marketing can be very tough. You try to put somebody out there with the purse strings, trying to make the most out of your marketing prowess and get most out of your marketing spend. Well, the Buzz CRM is your all-in-one solution. It gives you 500 tools to manage every aspect of your marketing. Automation is effortless. So let AI handle your email, social media, customer inquiries 24/7 with our chatbot widget. Also, a unique missed call text back feature, personalized workflows, omnichannel reach, data-driven decisions, so much more. Doesn't matter what kind of business you are. It could be outside of cannabis. So if you know anyone that could really benefit on this right here, all-in-one marketing solution, go right out to thebuzzcrm.com, thebuzzcrm.com to learn more. We're over here with the founder of Golden State Canna. I'm here with Lewis Samuel. Thanks for being on with us, Lewis.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
So there's a lot to be brought up in terms of what you're doing in terms of products, in terms of delivery services, and where the delivery services are going right now in terms of a lot of things that are changing right now in the state of California where you're based. So first of all, one of the things we talked about already on the program here and on our Blunt Business program is the issue of that Governor Gavin Newsom had signed a ban on hemp products without any amount of THC. Oh, that's the part that really comes into the fact that we don't have any real implementation of the hemp bill, even though the hemp bill is also being put up, but it still continues being extended and pushed out. And nothing's really implemented for states to go ahead and follow any kind of federal directive. They're just kind of going along with what they want. The new rule bans consumable hemp products with any detectable amount of THC. And we're stuck with that now. I don't know what changing changes after that, but I know that was something that you had spoken quite a bit about.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Make a point of where you are with that. Because I know you spoke with there was a couple of places where you were being quoted. I was trying to look for that real quick right now. But go ahead and give your take so far, what you see of this overall. What's your overview on it?
Yeah, so the ban, it definitely came through, like, you know, suddenly. And the one thing I can say is that I think that people on the hemp side of the thing probably would have wanted a little bit more notice. But when I make a line of gummies, of THC gummies with CBN in them as well. And when my manufacturer first told me about this, I had done several runs with them. And then he's like, dude, you got to check out this Delta 9 or this D9 hemp THC that's coming in. It's the exact same. So the farm bill, the U.S. farm bill basically bans, or it says that hemp is legal as long as the hemp has less than 3% of THC. Essentially, weed is legal as long as the plant has less than 0.3% THC. And so then everybody's able to grow that. And then But they just kind of found out that, well, if you take a massive amount of that 0.3% THC and extract it, that 0.3% is the exact same, you know, distillate as what you get from a cannabis plant that's 25% THC. So you just take a lot of it and you get the same thing. It's not like this hemp derived, it's not like a Delta 8 or things that are legal because they're different compound. So when I heard that, I was like, well, that the first thing I said to him when I heard that, I was like, well, that's going to clearly just be banned when people catch on to that, right? And he's like, no, I don't think so. There's really no movement in the market towards like banning things. It's all moving towards things opening up, you know, which is true with states coming online for cannabis and for psychedelics and whatnot. But I just didn't, that struck me as incorrect because there's such heavy regulations on it and so much focus on making sure that the supply chain is really tightly controlled and that they're getting their taxes at every step of the way, which, because this isn't cannabis, it's not considered a cannabis product, it's not subject to an excise tax. So they're missing out on a lot of the whole, you know, purpose of why it was the bill, cannabis was legalized. So for me, it didn't come as a surprise at all that they banned it.
So for us to talk to you about this, and I just want to take one of the quotes you were making of this, that, so Governor Newsom's emergency regulations address a clear regulatory gap that allowed unregulated hemp-derived THC products to bypass excise taxes and safety. So yeah, the taxes that can be taken on it, that's the one thing I guess would be the point of contention as to why the governor would probably go ahead and put the ban on this. If he's not making money on it, the kind of excise taxes, along with every other tax they can get on property and cultivation and the dispensaries themselves, they want to be able to tax all the way across the board. Obviously, we know California, one of the most highly taxed cannabis markets there is. And you also went on to say that while the regulated market has strict oversight, hemp products with the same intoxicating effects were sold freely, undermining both public safety and fair competition. Now, you wrote this in an email, and you mentioned that it's crucial for hemp-derived THC to be regulated like cannabis-derived THC, as they are chemically identical and have the same effects. Now, with that said, it's also the part where, why is it you feel like California doesn't apply one to the other?
Yeah, it would be totally easy to just say, now you can sell these hemp products, but they need to just be sold in a cannabis shop, you know? But if you're going to do that, I don't know if it still makes the hemp cheaper, because part of the draw and the appeal to these, the Delta 9 hemp products, is that they're cheaper because they don't have any safety standards. So I'm sure what's coming up next, you know, in order to satisfy the needs of the hemp industry, is to say, we are going to regulate this exactly the same. You know, it wouldn't be if they just said, hey, hemp products need lab testing to make sure there's no pesticides and microbials in them, the same as cannabis. And they need to be sold in a special shop where we've determined that it's like, you know, people have gone through a little bit of a check to make sure that they're good to sell it and that they're not going to be selling it to kids, basically. That's like,
well,
it's
important to talk about as well. In part, I know I've seen a lot of seizures of various for illicit market products. And one of the areas that's also been out there are seeing products that look like candy or some of those other hemp CBD products. We really don't know what kind of potency they might have, but they're also being targeted in a way that kids might get their hands on them. We're seeing a lot of that going on as well. But in the time being, I believe this is a 6-month ban. We have to come back and see if it comes back to here, where it's a continuation, what happens from here. But what do you see happening at this point?
I definitely see them regulating it. And what I hope they do is regulate it in the same way as cannabis and just say, hey, this needs to, you need to make sure that there's, you know, it's getting kept out of the hands of kids, I would say is the main thing. And that the products need to have a way of going through lab testing, just because as we're even seeing in the cannabis market, it does have this extremely strict testing. We're seeing products getting recalled all the time now, ever since this LA Times article came out like 6-8 months ago, highlighting the fact that there's tons and tons of dirty weed in the industry. So many of these products that are in the dispensary, on the dispensary shelves now, are getting recalled. Every week I'm getting a notice from a major brand that's getting recalled for having pesticides, cadmium, heavy metals, microbials in it, you know? So even as it is, there's plenty of ways that people can work around lab tests if they want to, which is why we're seeing dirty weed out in the market. So imagine that, but now rather than being a few brands that are well known as getting sold in a dispensary, so they at least have the sort of a safeguard of the consumer safeguard of branding that they need to protect. Like, these major brands don't want to get multiple recalls because that's bad for their brand. Now imagine they just ordered some, you know, random Mylar bags off of Amazon, packed in some hemp derived gummies in there that they baked in their kitchen. There's nothing saying that that's illegal right now. And I don't know what's coming out of anybody's, you know, kitchen or home produced hemp products. I think that there's a lot of good ones that are probably out there that people are putting, you know, care and love into and making in small batches. And then there's also definitely the guys that are throwing some gnarly chemical ingredients in there because that's the cheapest way to get it on the shelf.
Hopefully we hear something more about this so that we can get some kind of clarification, because that's the one thing. I think one thing we also can look at, we are recording this on election day, and I don't want to talk about politics, but I'm just going to make the point that we're obviously going to have a change from every aspect, you know, from state, local, federal. Maybe the hemp bill can be addressed finally at some point where we see a change right now, just a complete shift or a realignment that might help get us somewhere. So we're not in this convoluted, you know, unsure area of where things are, where it's being left to the governor here to go ahead and make changes like this and make a ban, which hurts businesses like yours potentially. Now, one thing that's also, you know, very important is the issue of the economy right now in California, because one of the companies I actually talked to quite a bit, I won't make mention of, but it was a very popular cannabis delivery service. You might remember, they might recall the Uber of cannabis. And they're winding down operations. About 500 employees will be let go. And new ownerships come in. Operations will have to reopen until next year if they're going to reopen, which leaves the market open a lot for someone like Golden State Cannabis. Because the thing is, you have delivery services right now where you offer free delivery on orders over $50. And you have customers throughout California. And specifically, when I look here, I know that you're covering a lot of major markets, specifically the Bay Area, to Bakersfield, Fresno, and Santa Barbara, California. So talk to me about right now of what changes with that, and how do you strategize for that opening of the market?
Well, you know, it's kind of just another, I think, classic tale of evidencing that investment money, big money, green rush, old money doesn't really cut it in the weed.
And also trying to grow too fast, right?
Trying to grow too fast. And like, I mean, they really ran the game for quite a while. They were popping back when it was just getting legalized in 2018, you know, and have been big. But when you take the heart or the passion out of it, or if it never started with any passion either, but it started with, you know, seed funding, angel investor money, then I think it's tough to maintain. And it was easier to do when it was early on like that. And when you have tech backing, you know, they weren't a weed company, they were a tech company. So they had the technology super dialed in. So everyone was like, wow, this is so easy to just get bud dropped off at my door, you know? And then what we've done is just grow from an eighth to a statewide delivery service based on customer service, you know, being the weed man. I used to have people coming into my dorm room, and I, ever since then, with, you know, grew 5 ounces that year and just loved, doing it. And so that taking that homie mentality into the legal side of thing is what allowed us to scale up to serve, have the second widest spread in California on the delivery game. And I don't wish, you know, ill on anybody. And I want to see everybody survive. But if there's players in the game that I'm more happy to see survive, it's those that come from it and have a passion from it, for it, support the farmers who are kind of at the base of it, and just have roots in the traditions of the industry. And so I think that I don't think the landscape is really going to change that much, because they are a big player. But I mean, Grassdoor was a big player too, and Grassdoor went down, and nothing changed. You know, we got a boost in sales. I lost a bunch of money from wholesale flour that they owed me money for. But other than that, nothing really, nothing changed. So another one goes down. I don't think anything's going to change. The people who are passionate about it stay in the game.
So before we get going, I want to go ahead and just mention if we're going to go definitely talk about the new launch you just had. Well, actually, let's bring that up right now. You recently had a launch of high-dose CBN Groovy Chews, recently introduced. It's a potent blend of 200 milligrams CBN, 100 milligrams THC per pack, designed for those seeking enhanced relaxation and improved sleep quality, the most potent CBN option in the market. Now, tell me about these new Groovy Chews and, you know, the whole onus about bringing them up to the market.
Yeah, so it was just one of those things where, like, I, as a delivery service, I'm kind of limited on the products that my drivers can carry. So I need to make sure that, you know, in a grocery store, you have real estate and different brands are competing for that real estate. Well, when that all entire real estate needs to fit into a Prius every day, there's limited space, you know? So I was looking at really identifying what's up my top products and trying to do what I call an in-and-out model, where like I really scale it down. Like In-N-Out, you walk in there, they only have five things on the menu and a couple different shakes and a couple fries, and it's the most popular fast food spot in California, so, or the most loved at least. So I was like, we need to do something similar to that. Which products are really hidden? So for me, that's my ounces and half ounces. That's where I focus on. And then as far as those third party products, I made a line of gummies called Groovy Chews quite a while ago. It's just like your standard 100 milligram gummies. I wrote a little poem for it on the back of it. I like to like rap and do poetry, so it was fun to put it on the package. And then I noticed that the top selling CBN gummy, or the top selling edibles in each state across the nation, when I was looking at different data sets, was the CBN line of whatever company was most popular in that state. So it just struck me to do kind of take that in-house, expand the Groovy Chews line a little bit, because it became our most popular edible. All of our regular customers just thought, like, it's an edible that has a fun vibe. You could tell it just like feels, I honestly couldn't say that I think the high is much different from other edibles, but I think that the energy that went into the packaging and the poem and the way that we like it carries over when it's served to the customers. So we want to do the same thing for Groovy Chews, or for the CBN Groovy Chews. And everything that I was seeing had like 50 milligrams CBN, maximum 100. I was seeing some like super expensive like gel capsules that had only 50 in the whole thing. And I was like, and when you're looking at it on like a liter scale, CBN is not that much more expensive than other stuff. So I was like, let's pump this up so that people can really get this sleep effect, because CBN is the cannabinoid that makes you knock out. And everybody wants, so many people, especially the senior community, which is the fastest growing segment of our customer base, they're all asking, hey, what do you have for sleep? It used to be like, what do you have for pain? CBN, you know? By this point, I think everybody's tried that and seen if it works for them or not. Now they're trying to sleep. So I was like, let's pump this full of 200 milligrams, double the next highest one that I had seen on the market at that time, and blow it up. So it was fun to put it out, the highest dose CBN on the market at that time, and we just sell it at a normal price. We're not trying to blow it up. We're putting them on the menu at $19.
GSCanada.com, GSCANNA.com is for Golden State Canada. And obviously you have all the delivery service details there for people to go and find out. Great reviews on Google and Weeb Maps. 30,000 plus happy customers around California. And really good deals, especially on the ounces you're selling right now, on flour at $59. That's really good for California. Wow. And so much more, but really go ahead and take us through the website, delivery services, getting people to go ahead and get on board so they can go ahead and, you know, get their orders, where you're able to order within California, and learning more about the gummies and how they can get their hands on.
Yeah. You mean like the process as far as getting an order?
Or just where to go, how can people get their hands on your product and how can they get it delivered to them?
Oh, yeah. So we have a couple of different ways. We have our website, gscanada.com, like you mentioned. I'm on Weed Maps as well around California. The main areas that we serve is the East Bay Area, Oakland, Berkeley area, Walnut Creek, and then Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. Then we're in Bakersfield, a.k.a. Kern County, and Fresno. And the Central Valley is where it's popping. Shout out Padre Hotel, my favorite hotel in California, in Bakersfield. My personal preferred and favorite way to get an order is to call or text us, because we don't like a lot of these tech services, they only offer online ordering. You never really talk to anybody. And then 20, 30 minutes later, some apathetic stoner shows up at your door and throws the weed at you, snatches your cash. You know, that's night and day from what we do. What we're about is the service aspect. So I prefer people call and text us. On my website, it has the phone number for the different areas. Or if you look on weed maps in your area, it has the phone number for that area too. So calling and texting, you will reach extremely friendly dispatch team. We have four different dispatchers, one to two on at a time, and they're stoked to talk to everybody. They know all of our regulars on a first name. I also, when I see people's names pop up a lot of times on our on our point of sale system, I give them a call too and say, "Yo, thanks so much for the support," and you know, shoot them out a little extra gram of wax or something.
There you go. Oh yeah, no, keep them happy, keep them coming back. GScanada.com. Once again, here with Lewis Samuel. Thank you, Lewis, for being on with us, and really appreciate you taking time out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's awesome to be on.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker.
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%, vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.